It is the gutter. A show about transfers. We should be so lucky. It is Ian Ryan sitting in for the king of the transfers, Mr. Rob Gutman, and seemingly king of the holidays. Hope you're well, mate. We're slogging away looking for crumbs. I've got Craig, Josh and Keir with me to get stuck into Liverpool's transfer business. Gents, I mean, putting aside a silly intros for 1 minute, I do think it will get busier over the next couple of weeks. It can't get much slower, can it? What are you going to do? Sell Munoz? Pick the bones out of that. I do think it will get busier. And I just want to really kind of test the room in terms of where people are, confidence levels, because I think it will pick up over the next couple of weeks. It just has to. And maybe if we think positively, maybe there's something dropping today, who knows? But Craig, just in terms of your confidence levels on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being pretty confident or extremely confident, where are you at the minute with Liverpool?
So I'm always a half jar full fella. I think that, you know, throughout the summer when different people have voiced on shows or talked about it in the office or just like between mates over a pint, you know, I've been very much like, well, the stadium's the season starts later this summer, and whilst it'll feel like usually by this time we would have had X number of players brought in, would have this business done, there is still that extra sort of 10 days or 2 weeks, you know, in terms of how later the season's starting. The transfer window is not closed, so I'm not going to sit here in some sort of tirade against, you know, the people upstairs and say that, you know, I wanted more done and this and that. Like, I would have liked more players in by this stage. Do these still have time? Yes. Am I sat here up at night worrying about it? No. I think one of the sort of things for me throughout the past week and past couple of weeks, and maybe it's partially due to, you know, watching Liverpool on tour and seeing the lack of options and seeing what happens when you have one side starts one half and one side starts the other. You know, historically over the past 7-8 years, Liverpool's strength when they've been at their best has been their squad. You know, I think back to the season that we win the league on a slot, and the options that we have in attack, as an example, you know, meant that Liverpool were able to interchange during games,